Ipana for the smile of beauty and Vitalis for well-groomed hair bring you the Alan Young Show. We take you now to the little white cottage in Van Nuys, California, where we find the star of our show, that young man who is young today and young forever, Alan Young. Everyone thinks of Alan Young as frivolous and carefree, but today we show you his serious side. We find Alan reading a book on psychology.
Gee, this book is wonderful, Zero.
You're always reading.
Well, it's very interesting. Psychology. It's a study of human behavior. You know, when people think there's something else. Uh-huh. Like a friend of mine, he thought he was a dictionary.
A dictionary?
Finally went crazy trying to look himself up.
Well, personally... personally, Alan, I like Shakespeare.
He's good, he's
good. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. What plays he writes. Every one is better than the one before.
Yeah.
I can hardly wait till his next one comes out.
It's remarks like that that prove the need for psychology. This book I'm reading is one of the best. What a title. Here it is right here. Stop Your Nervous Tingle by Dr. Bergendingle. The fellow sure knows what he's writing about. Listen to this part here, Zio, this first page. He says, the civilization we live in tends to strangle human emotions, and people will be more gregarious if their introspective natures could be projected in a comprehensive manipulation.
The guy's a jake.
Zero, according to his theory, if you have a pet hate, all you have to do is express your feelings and say you hate it. Then you feel better. So if you hate cats or you hate dogs, just say it.
I hate cats and I hate dogs.
You feel better?
No.
Why not?
I hate bites.
Somebody I can stand, all right. My girlfriend Betty's father, Mr. Dittenpepper. Always insulting me. Like last night in front of all those people. He said, Alan Young, I bet you haven't got a nickel in your pocket.
Well, why don't you take out a nickel and show him?
Only had 4 cents.
Oh. Well, what does this Dr. Bergendingle say you should do about it?
Yeah, well, according to the book, the best solution is to sit down and write a letter. Tell him exactly what you think of him. That's just what I'm going to do right now. I'm going to write a letter to Mr. Dittenpepper and tell him just what I think of him straight from the shoulder.
Now, what's going to happen when Mr. Dittenpepper reads it?
Well, I'm not going to mail it. Oh, no. No, you're not supposed to mail it, you know, Zero. The book says write the letter, put it in an envelope, stick a stamp on it, take it down to the mailbox, and just as you're about to drop it in the slot, you tear it.
What a waste of time. Why don't you leave him to me? I'll hit him on the head so hard with a piece of pipe, it'll take him 3 weeks to get the lead up.
Boy, I'll mutilate him, that's what I'll do.
Word is mutilate. Oh. Cut out that rough stuff. I'm going to try out this system and write a letter to Mr. Dittenpepper. I'm really going to tell him off now. Let's see, how shall I start it? Dear Mr. Dittenpepper. Nah, Mr.'s too good for him. Dear Dittenpepper. Even that's too nice. Dear Dit. Nah. Dear DDT. For months now, I've been wanting to tell you off. Well, off!
Say, look, what if Mr. Dittenpepper gets his hands on this?
You'd kill me. But don't worry, Zero, he'll never get it. I just thought of something else. Mr. Dittenpepper, you're not even human. You're part rat, part dog, part hyena, and part cow. Put it all together, what do you got? Something that eats cheese, chases cats, and laughs while he's giving milk. I guess I better close now. Affectionately yours.
Affectionately yours. Mm. Gee, what a letter. What sediment?
Sediment.
Yeah. Reminds me of some of the letters I got from my girl.
Your girl wrote you letters like this?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Her name was Lucy. Light Fingers Lucy. What a girl. She could pick a kangaroo's pouch without disturbing the kids.
Zero, you can stay here and dream about Lucy. I'm going out the mailbox and tear up this letter. See you later.
Okay.
I feel better already. Hardly wait to get to the mailbox. So, oh, good morning, Mrs. Tyler. Lovely day today. There's Miss Lana LaRosa's house, my next-door neighbor. That clothesline of hers always slows me down. Such things. Ooh, and look, the kind with a real elastic are back. Ah, here's the mailbox. According to the book, I take out my letter, open the mail slot. Now, just as I'm about to drop the letter in, I take it.
Oh, and Alan. Alan.
Oh, hello, hello, Hetty. Or Biddy, Betty.
Alan, what are you doing with a letter in your hand?
Letter? Oh, it's just a Mr. Cleansing tissue. Just a tissue.
Well, why has it got a stamp on it?
Well, there's a shortage. You've got to keep mailing it around, you know.
Oh, Alan, that's a letter. Alan, you're mailing a letter to another girl.
No, no, Betty, no.
Yes, you are. It's a letter to another girl. Someone tall and beautiful and slinky.
No, it's someone short and ugly, and you were close.
I just know it. There's another girl in your life.
Well, I guess I'll have to prove it to you, Betty. Here's the letter.
Alan, it's a letter to Daddy. Oh, Alan, you remembered.
I did?
Yes, tomorrow's Daddy's birthday.
Oh, Daddy's birthday. Oh, yes, yes. Well, I think I'll take the letter home.
Oh, aren't you going to mail it?
No, I think I'll wrap it as a gift.
Oh, Alan, it's perfect the way it is. Give it to me. I'll mail it.
Yeah. Betty! Betty!
What's the matter, Alan? Did I do anything wrong?
Uh-uh.
Alan, are you mad at me?
Uh-uh.
Are you sure you're not angry with me?
Uh-uh.
Oh, gee, what's Daddy going to do when he gets this letter?
Say, friends, did you ever stop to think about the food you eat in relation to your teeth and gums? Most people, I guess, just think whether the food tastes good. And so, frequently, your teeth, and especially your gums, are neglected. For you see, the soft, creamy foods we all eat these days don't always give our gums the exercise and stimulation they need to keep them firm and healthy. And it's firm gums that are so important to the health of your teeth. That's why Ipana toothpaste and gum massage can be so helpful. A national survey shows that 7 out of 10 dentists recommend gum massage. Not only that, but dentists themselves prefer Ipana toothpaste 2 to 1 over any other dentifrice for their own personal use. For you see, Ipana is designed not only to clean teeth, but with gentle massage to aid in the health of your gums. So for your sparkling smile, try Ipana toothpaste and gum massage. And now back to Alan Young. As we have seen, the terrible threatening letter that Alan wrote to Mr. Dittenpepper merely to relieve his nerves has actually been mailed. When Mr. Dittenpepper receives this letter, Alan will certainly be on the spot. But with the courage of his ancestors flowing through his veins, and with strength and determination born of the knowledge that he is in the right, we find him that evening on the Dittenpepper porch saying to Betty,
Betty, I think I'm going to take a little trip.
A little trip? Alan, is anything wrong?
Well, you must know, Betty, there is. I'm leaving town because of my health.
Your health? Mm. Well, what's the matter with you, Alan?
Well, it's my jaw. That's what it is. It's my jaw. My jaw. The development of the jugular cartilage and the parietal tendon have been halted by a sudden outgrowth of the connective tissues.
Oh, my goodness. What does that mean? What have you got?
Bubblegum bulge.
Alan, it'll be awful if you go away.
Oh, you'll find somebody else, Betty. There'll be somebody there to take my place.
Oh, Alan, nobody can take your place. Everywhere I go, I see your face before me. When I drink a glass of milk, I see your face in my milk. And when I have a bowl of soup, I see your face in the soup. And when I drink a cup of coffee, I see your face in my coffee.
What am I, on a liquid diet?
Oh, Alan, this is terrible. And Daddy's been upset all day, too.
Your Daddy's been upset? What's wrong with him?
Oh, he's nasty and mean and furious and irritable.
I know, but what's wrong with him?
I can't understand it either, Alan. He was so cheerful this morning when he came back from his department store. The employees gave him a beautiful clock for his birthday.
A clock? Well, that should make him happy.
Well, it did. But right after the evening mail, he became a changed man. He ran to his room, locked himself in, and bolted the door. And I've had to send his meals in to him. He's absolutely furious.
Well, how do you know?
Well, he keeps eating the plates and sending the food back.
Well, it's just a matter of psychology. I had a friend that thought he was a dictionary. Your dad thinks he's a sink. Has he had any cravings like for Drano?
No, Alan, but
That filthy rich Updike again.
Oh, Hubert's all right.
Nobody should own that much money. He's too darn rich. Him and that long car.
Alan, lots of people have long cars.
Yeah, with a California license plate in the front and an Arizona plate in the back.
Now, Alan, I don't want you two boys arguing.
Oh, Betty, oh, Alan, I'm here. Let them whisper about Martha Ivers, but they can just shout about me.
Goodness, Hubert, you look upset.
Yes, I am, Betty. I've been having such trouble over my dog kennels. I had to have my Mexican hairless deported.
Deport your Mexican hairless? Why?
It developed 5 o'clock shadow.
Hubert, we're having quite a bit of trouble around here, too. Alan is thinking of leaving town.
Oh, Mother, pass me my sunglasses. It's a bright day for me. but you should be glad Alan's going, Betty. I'm so much better for you. I'm educated. I belong to the best fraternity.
I belong to a fraternity, too.
My fraternity is Phi Beta Kappa. What is yours?
One Kappa Pepsi Cola.
Alan, Hubert, stop arguing. I'm worried about Daddy. He's so upset today.
Ooh, poor Papa. I know what it is to be sick. Just yesterday, I had a delicate operation performed.
Just yesterday?
Yes, I had my temperature changed. You see, it was 98.6.
But Hubert, a temperature of 98.6 is very common.
That's exactly why I had mine changed. But, Batty, perhaps your father needs a trip for his health. For example, Denver?
Denver?
Yes, I had a wonderful experience there. You know how high the altitude is.
Yes.
Well, as soon as I arrived, I had a nosebleed, and I looked so wonderful in blue. I just love to travel. I'll never forget my last trip after I had chicken pox. White leghorn, of course.
The best.
I traveled for 5 days and five nights across the mountains, across the rivers, across the desert. Why, I almost went clear off my stage.
Hubert isn't boring you, is he, Alan?
Boring? He's Ovaltine's answer to the big sleep.
Instead of talking, I wish you could think of something to help Daddy. He's simply going crazy ever since he got that letter.
Oh, Betty, don't worry. You get the most ridiculous things in the mail. I once got an application to join the YWCA.
The YWCA? Oh, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, but it's fun.
Well, it won't be fun if Daddy ever finds out who sent that letter. He's positively furious. Huh? He's so furious he'd kill him or even poison him.
Poison him?
Oh, Alan! Alan Young!
Alan, Daddy's calling you.
Calling me? Oh, you're just hearing things, Betty.
Alan Young, come in here a minute.
Alan, Daddy just called you again.
Oh, you're just hearing things.
Alan Young, come in here.
Betty, will you stop hearing those things?
Alan!
Guess I better go in here. Poison.
Oh, here you are, Alan.
Oh, yes, Mr. Dittenpepper.
Just in time to join me in a little snack. Here, have a cup of coffee.
Coffee? Coffee?
Yes, my boy. Do you want it black?
Sounds like an appropriate color. Mr. Dittenpepper, would you tell me what is in it?
Oh, just some sugar, etc.
Sugar, etc.
Yes, Alan. Drink it. What are you thinking about?
How much is et and how much is cetera?
What's the matter with you, Alan? The way you act, you think I was going to poison you.
Poison me? Come on, laugh with me, Mr. Pepper.
Alan, this is no time for nonsense. I have something very important to discuss with you.
You have?
Yes. It's about a letter I just received. A threatening letter.
A threatening letter, huh? Well, if it's from the YWCA, join. It's fun.
This is no laughing matter, Alan. It's one of those typical threatening letters. Calls me everything under the sun, and then...
Yeah?
He doesn't sign his name.
What? No name?
No. That proves he's nothing but a cringing, cowardly, spineless criminal.
Please, it's not for us to pass judgment. You mean you haven't got any clue as to the author of the threatening letter?
Well, I've gone over it three or four times, and I've arrived at a few definite conclusions. Number one, it was mailed this morning.
Check.
Number two, it was mailed in this neighborhood.
Check.
Number three, it was written by an illiterate moron.
I pass.
At a time like this, a man finds out who his true friends are. Hubert's a coward. Will you help me, Alan? I don't mind telling you that I'm really frightened.
Mr. Dittenpepper, I'm not afraid of any guy who writes nasty letters and doesn't sign his name to them. He doesn't scare me one bit. If I should ever meet him, I just pretend he's a phone book and tear him in half. Right up to his Joneses.
Well, thanks, my boy. I'm glad you're not afraid of the killer.
Ah, killer.
I'm glad you're not afraid of danger.
Ah, danger.
Because I just got a second threatening letter.
Ah.
This second letter says they're going to put a bomb under my bed. Alan, what are we going to do? But I'm glad I can depend on you, Alan. You're not afraid of bombs. You're not afraid of threats or danger. So tonight, I'm going to let you sleep in my bed with me.
Yeah, well, that's very kind of you, Mr. Dittenpepper.
Then it's all settled, Alan. You're sleeping in my bed, and they're putting a bomb under it at midnight.
Yeah, a bomb? Mr. Dittenpepper, do you mind if I use your phone?
Who do you want to call, the FBI?
No, the OPA. I think another ceiling is going to be raised.
Well, I can't stop now, Mr. Wallington. I'm in a hurry.
What's wrong? What's the matter?
The most terrible thing has happened. Mr. Dittenpepper has been threatened by a time bomb. A group cause.
Calm down.
Well, Papa's bed is going to be blown up, and he'll be in it.
Oh, Hubert, you're a coward.
Oh, how did you guess?
Why, you're so frightened your hair is standing on end.
Well, I'm not frightened, really. My hair is standing on end because I'm nervously maladjusted.
Well, at least they have an answer for your hair. A way to make sure your hair has that well-groomed look.
Oh, heavens to Bristol Myers, Mr. Wallington. Do tell me.
Why, it's Vitalis in the 60-second workout. Vitalis is great for keeping dry, unruly hair under control. And it's so easy. You just put a little Vitalis on your scalp, and for just 50 seconds, you rub briskly. And then for 10 seconds, comb. That's all. But oh, what a change. Your hair looks well-groomed in a natural, masculine way without that objectionable patent leather shine. What's more, the Vitalis 60-second workout loosens a tight, dry scalp, routs loose dandruff, and helps prevent excessive falling hair. Vitalis is available at drug counters everywhere. So take the tip. To look your best tomorrow, get a little of Vitalis tonight. Now the Smart Set with their version of a top tune. I've got the sun in the morning.
Got the sun, got the moon, and baby, I'm all right.
I'm all right.
I'm all right. Got no diamond, got no pearl. Still, I think I'm a lucky girl. I got the sun in the morning and the moon at night. Got no mansion, got no yacht.
still I'm happy with what I've got. I got the sun in the morning and the moon at night. Sunshine
gives me a lovely day.
Moonlight
gives me the Milky Way.
Got no checkbooks, got no banks. Still, I'd like to express my thanks. Got the sun in the morning and the moon at night.
Still, I'd like to express my thanks.
Got the sun in the morning and the moon in the evening. And I'm all right.
And now, back to Alan Young. The time, 11 o'clock that evening. Place, the Ditton Pepper household. The action, well, I have a hunch there's going to be plenty of it.
Alan.
Yes, Betty.
Just think, you're doing all this for my daddy, sleeping in his bed when somebody's going to put a bomb under it. Oh, Alan, you're my Van Johnson.
Just call me Johnson. Tonight I'm going to lose my van.
Gee, Alan, it's 11:30 now.
Oh, Alan, time for bed.
He makes it sound so pleasant. Well, goodbye, Betty. I'll go off to bed.
Oh, goodbye, Alan.
I'm not nervous. What's there to be nervous about? Hello, Mr. Ditton Pepper.
Well, Alan, my boy, come right in. Time for Betty, bye. All right, Alan, all right. Now, just slip into these pajamas.
Okay, Mr. Ditton Pepper.
They may be a little big for you.
That's all right. I'll just wear the bottoms and tie the string around my neck. Well, into bed.
Now, just lie back and relax, Alan.
Okay, I'm relaxed. I'll just lie here and... Mr. Ditton Pepper, put those lights back on.
I haven't even turned them off yet.
Oh, these pajama bottoms come up even higher than I thought. Well, Mr. Ditton Pepper, I'm ready for bed. Shall I put out the light?
Just a minute, Alan. I'm having a little trouble getting this thing off. There we are. Oh, boy, it feels good to spread out.
Mr. Ditton Pepper, maybe you ought to put that thing back on. This is only a single bed.
Well, I got my pajamas on. Move over, Alan.
All right.
Ah, there. Ah, that bed feels good.
Oh, forgot to get my glass of water.
No, Alan. Hmm? No, don't leave. The killer's liable to come any minute.
Now, Mr. Ditton Pepper, this whole thing is just a figment of your imagination. Why, if there's anybody within 10 miles of this house, I'll be a Dutch uncle. A Dutch uncle.
Alan, look at that thing in the window.
Oh, die steigt de Flug in die Schiette retten.
Oh, it was nothing but a branch of that tree outside. Isn't that ridiculous?
Yes, it's ridiculous.
I know this is hard on the nerves, Alan, but you'll just have to keep a stiff upper lip.
Keep it? I've eaten it. Mr. Ditton Pepper, do I have to lie so close to the window?
Why, certainly. If there's going to be any bombing, I want you to get it first. Now, good night.
Good night. Mr. Ditton Pepper.
Yeah?
Mr. Ditton Pepper, I was just thinking.
Yes, what is it?
You know, even on Bikini Atoll, they used goats.
What do you think I'm using? Just a little joke.
What a time to joke. Here I am with my life passing before me. Oh, it's all so clear. I'm a baby. My nurse explains about the birds and the bees. I'm a boy. My father explains about the birds and the bees. I graduate college.
A professor explains about the birds and the bees. Now I'm ready for my first date, but it's no use. I don't know any birds and bees. Then I met my first girl. Oh, she was so cute with those braces on her teeth. I had braces on my teeth, too. I used to love to kiss her in the dark and watch the sparks fly. And then came... Ooh, what's that? Ooh. Oh. Oh, it's Mr. Dittenpepper. He fell asleep. Somebody's coming in through the window. I gotta be tough now. Was David afraid when he faced Goliath? Was Daniel afraid when he faced the lions? Am I afraid to face this guy? Uh-huh. He's coming this way. I know what I'll do. I'll wait till he gets up close and I'll hit him with my shoe. Here goes! It's Zero! It's Zero! Zero, speak to me. Say something.
I think I got conclusion of the brain.
Zero, what are you doing here?
Well, Alan, like I said in my letter, I'd be here at 12 o'clock.
You're the one who wrote that second threatening letter. Zero, I got a good mind to really upbraid you.
Don't you like my hair this way?
Never mind that. Where's the bomb?
Alan, I ain't got no real bomb. I just wanted to get Mr. Dittenpepper nervous. So I swiped the clock from the living room downstairs, see?
That's Dittenpepper's antique clock, the one his employees gave him for his birthday. Oh. If he should wake up...
Oh, I ain't gonna wake up, Alan. Listen to him. Sounds like a bullfrog with hay fever.
Zero, look, please, get out of here. You'll get us both in trouble.
Okay, Alan, I'm out the window again.
Gee, this is quite a terrific clock here.
Alan, Alan, that ticking. The bomb, throw that bomb out the window.
No, Mr. Dittenpepper.
Don't stand there, throw it out the window.
You don't understand, this is...
Throw it.
You okay, Mr. Dittenpepper?
Alan, my boy, to think that if you hadn't been here, that bomb would have knocked the roof right off this house.
I got a hunch you're going to blow your top, too.
Oh, nonsense, my boy. My worries are over.
Daddy? Oh, Daddy?
Betty probably heard the explosion. Yes, Betty?
Daddy, someone's thrown your beautiful new clock out the window, and it's smashed into 100 pieces.
My beautiful clock smashed to pieces? Alan Young.
Look, Mr. Dittenpepper, when I sent that threatening letter...
So you're the one who sent that letter. Alan Young, put your neck in my hand.
Mr. Dittenpepper, don't touch me. If you hate me, write me a letter and tell me about it. You're supposed to write me a letter and then tear it up. You'll feel better.
Alan, come here.
No, you're supposed to tear the letter in half, not me. No, hands up.
Friends, during the week, I hope you'll remember the two fine products that bring you this program, Ipana for the smile of beauty and Vitalis for well-groomed hair. Ipana, Vitalis. Remember, daylight saving time ends next week and the entire country will go on standard time. If your area has not been on daylight saving time, tune into this program 1 hour later. Till next week, then, this is Alan Young saying good night.
Anybody listening got a cold? Well, don't all sneeze at once. Just get quick relief from that cold discomfort with Minute Rub, the really modern chest rub. All you do is rub Minute Rub on your throat, chest, and back. In a minute, Minute Rub's soothing vapors get to work. In a minute, Minute Rub begins to clear up that clogged up feeling in the nose and throat. In a minute, Minute Rub starts to bring a feeling of warmth and relief to those tight, sore, aching muscles. And listen, here at last is a chest rub that's greaseless and stainless. Disappears like vanishing cream, so it can't stain clothes or bed linens. So get a tube of Minute Rub and get relief from that annoying cold misery the modern way. The greaseless, stainless Minute Rub way. This is Jimmy Wallington to remind you the Alan Young Show is written by Al Schwartz and Sherwood Schwartz. The part of Hubert Updike is played by Jim Backus and Zero by Charlie Cantor. The music is by George Weil and his orchestra. And remember...
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.